Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California. Gunslingers right here on...
The Gunslinger Radio Network.
Woo-hoo, I just love the sound of that.
Every time.
Well, here we are, another Sunday night. Lots of news.
So much.
Holy cow, do we got news. First off, of course, as always, we'll have Rick from the CRPA on in the next segment. And after that, we're going to have two segments with the one and only owner of Midway USA, Mr. Larry Potterfield himself.
Wow.
Yeah, we talked to him out at the Vegas Antique Show, and I kind of basically handcuffed him and made him come over to our table and said, look, you need to come on a show. And he said, if you leave me alone.
if you walk away slowly. Yeah,
just go away. Whatever. Anyway, so he'll be on at the bottom of the hour. Some more news next week.
Oh, yeah. Another special guest.
Which if Rick is from the CRPA is listening in now, he got me over a number. And we will be having the one and only sheriff of Riverside County, the one and only...
Chad Bianco.
That's the one.
Wow.
He's going to come on. We're going to talk CCWs and the crime rate and...
everything.
Yeah.
What a county he has.
Well, because he is the sheriff of the county I live in,
yes.
So I'll have a question or two for him.
Maybe one or two.
Three or four. So we'll be doing that. It's been a week.
What a week.
Yeah. This week, of course, Mark isn't here tonight because he is at the World Championship for a wild bunch right now, so he is already in Arizona. I'll be leaving for their Wednesday morning.
He's there keeping it warm for you.
Yeah, he's shooting Wild Bunch, which is an offshoot of Cowboy Action shooting, and then he'll be staying through the Cowboy Action, as I will be for that. I'll be
jumping into there.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and John and Annie let me know that my group is shooting late Thursday, middle Friday, and early Saturday.
Hey.
So I'll be able to get back at a good time.
Decent hour.
Yeah. So I should be home, I'm hoping, by 3 o'clock on Saturday in the afternoon. I'm not, you know, all the years in the band, I hate travel these days. It just killed it in me.
You know what? Because you never really want to get used to it.
Yeah.
You want somewhere to plant your feet and to rest in your own bed, fit your own pillow.
Well, you've been to my backyard. If I want a vacation, I don't have to go very far.
No, you have the view. You have the spa. You got the slide.
Yeah. Horses. Whatever. All the cars.
Luxuries that you enjoy.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. And you don't find them in hotels like you do bed bugs.
No. Or blood stains on doors or anything like that.
Or the black light on the...
Oh, no thank you.
Yeah.
No thank you.
So this is a gun show.
Oh, it sure is. We're talking about everything, but yes, it is a gun show.
You know, we had our auction last week on the 17th. Well, I don't even remember anymore. And of course, for those of you that follow the show, you know that most of my crew in Orange is fairly new. We've hired a couple of three new guys.
Fresh faces.
Yeah, and we've lost a couple of old. Of course, Jason will be back in a month or so. But we have been...
severely staffed.
Yeah, and then, of course, one of our guys had to go to Texas for a family funeral and came back with the big C.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah, and so it's not hard enough that I've got... 80 million people calling me, asking me where their gun is a day after the auction. I've got new folks that don't even know what they're to do. You know, they're sweeping because they don't, you know, it's like, no, look.
Clean it off the glass.
Can you fill out a 4473? What's that?
Oh,
shit. Yeah. So, okay, so keep sweeping. And then, then somebody comes in and gives five of my guys COVID.
Yeah, knock out the – especially the ones that have some experience in there.
Yeah.
Get
so, to say – oh, and then the company that we deal with, I won't mention names because right now I'm at war with them just a mite. But they dropped a nuclear dirty bomb on us by changing their invoice and allowing the buyers to arrange their own shipping, therefore nullifying all of my shipping costs –
How was that even like?
Well, the company that I'm talking about, I have been with for 20 years, okay? Yes. And they have been top-notch, A1. That's why they are the big cheese. They are, you know, the
reason to use them. Yeah,
everybody goes to them. Well, they got bought up by a bigger company.
Mm-hmm. Which it didn't have as
well. And, yes, and now when you call there, you deal with, how do you put this politely, the Calcutta crew? Would that be
the Bangladeshi
if you follow
boys.
My drift? You know, you call and it's like, "Hello, this is Todd. What can I do for you?"
Sure, Todd.
Yeah. Okay, Jugdish. So.
Yeah. So things have been difficult in communication.
Yeah. And so 3 days, 3 days of this, calling them and trying to get them to fix this. And on Tuesday, they basically told us, "You're on your own. We aren't and can't do anything about
it." Wipe their hands with the problem.
So I got on the horn, and as I have a tendency to do.
Raise a little?
Or a lot. And yeah. I literally got all the way through to, you ready for this, the vice president of the company.
Well.
Who's a leftover from the old and who I've done. Now, keep in mind, folks, this is a company, again, they're a monster. Everybody uses them. They've been around for 1,000 years. Well, 20 years.
Yeah.
And I've been with them almost since day one, so much so that when they made their big commercial, mm-hmm. I'm in it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's about 7 or 8 different companies that at the time were their big go-to companies, yeah. And I'm one of them. So
you're right there.
Yeah, this is how well we get along, and here we are.
New management,
yeah, and so luckily, like problems. I said, the VP is from the old days, and we got it fixed. It just took us 3.5 days, so we're a little behind on everything. And
especially, it's so subtly how they dropped it in. It was just suddenly.
Well, and then as it turns out, it wasn't. This was for art, but they accidentally put it into everybody's.
Everything. Oh wow!
Yeah. And what I mean by art is. Art auction companies, yeah. Not, you know, because firearms, you can't do your own shipping. I have to ship it to
me.
Yeah, exactly my point. You can't do that. When we sell guns, because we sell guns in this auction, we had 2 guns go to South Africa. We had several go to France. We had 1 go to England, which it was a black powder. And we had a couple go to the Netherlands.
Yeah, and I remember that I was talking to some people that at the antique show that were from Germany, and they were getting into the auction. So I wonder if they got any of those.
They did, and they got one. And then, of course, we had the one gentleman from Denmark that got something. So, I mean, you know, it is when I say we're worldwide, we really are.
Yeah.
And speaking of worldwide, let's get to Richard at the airport.
Hey,
how's that for a segue?
That is
Richard,
super.
How are you?
Good evening, you supersonic gun
tuner.
Thank you kindly. Yeah, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit.
Oh,
well, what can we do for you tonight, Richard?
Don't stop me now.
Well, I saw in a movie that a guy, somebody pulled a gun on him. He raised his hands, and he had a Derringer in his belt buckle and shot him. Is that for real, or was that just in the movies?
I actually know what movie that is. That's that thing Quentin Tarantino's in.
It is
the vampire movie. Harvey Keitel's in it, and From Dusk Till Dawn.
S Machine. That's the guy's name.
Yeah, and I'm sure somebody somewhere along the line has figured out a way to do that. It would be highly illegal, especially in California, because that would be considered a concealed weapon.
Very concealed.
And yeah, you can't have nunchucks here. You can't have switchblades here. You can't have
ninja stars.
Yeah. The one you can have it, I think it's Freedom Arms makes that little 5-shot 22 that goes in the belt buckle.
Yes,
you can have it, and you can have the belt buckle, and you can have it in the belt buckle. You just can't wear the belt buckle. So
you can have it all, but you can't use it the way it's proposed to.
Yeah, so I would say likely it is real. Likely nobody's using one,
especially where it was mounted and all that. I wouldn't even.
The recoil on that would be a mite prickly.
Yeah, prickly. Prickly is a good term.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
I could see how that would automatically, you know, accidentally fire when they don't want it to.
Well, amongst other things, we had a duck foot. Do you remember that?
Yes.
A few years ago? Yeah.
Yeah, a little webbed.
Yeah, and the problem with that, what that was, it's a 5-barreled cap and ball single shot, and you know the problem is it goes everywhere. You know, a chain fire and all kinds. So yes, not a good idea. No. Richard, you got a joke for us?
Okay, yeah, there was a bunch of officers were chasing a bad guy, and they surrounded him, and he started shivering. You know why?
Told them freeze.
No, he was shivering because they yelled freeze.
Yeah, good enough. All right, Richard. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Richard.
Bye.
Take care, Richard. All right, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
We'll be back with Rick from the CRPA right after this.
Stay tuned.
Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslinger's has huge gun auctions several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, Gunslinger Auctions! .com.
In this dirty old part of the city, when the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
One more time, you ready?
Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know it.
All right, welcome back. Right. I used to do that song every night. Welcome back to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And as promised, let's get to our friend from the CRPA, Rick. Rick, how are you?
Well, I'm here, guys. How are you guys doing
today? Oh, you are here.
Well, yeah, Rick and I talked on the way in, so I'm just going to sit down and let you go.
We're glad you're here, period.
Yeah, we talked about a whole bunch of things. We'll get to most of it, but Rick, what do you want to start with?
Yeah, well, it's not what I want to start with. It's what we need to start with.
Yeah.
And
fair
that
enough.
That would be Portantino's bill, and that's Senate Bill 1160. And, you know, for years, lots of Second Amendment groups and writers and filmmakers have talked about the infamous gun grab when, you know, the government would come for your firearms and nothing would hold them back. And, you know, a lot of people have, unfortunately, I think, raised that flag in the past when it wasn't that, but now it is.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And now this is actually, gloves are off, they don't care, and they're coming for your firearms, folks. Yep. And this is what they basically concocted with 1160. They realize that there's probably somewhere between 6 and 6.5 million firearms that they don't know everything that they want to know about. And some of those are ones that have been handed down. Some of those are ones that before long gun registration was mandatory that people did. And this is the point I want to make to everybody. All those firearms were lawfully transferred. All of those are part of your Bill of Rights, your mm-hmm. Second Amendment rights. This is not a privilege. So for those of you that have been duped out there that, oh, well, you know, I have to get licenses and I have to have insurance and I have to do all these things with my car. Well, that's because driving a car, I know this is hard for you to believe, is a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a constitutional right. But being able to have a firearm and use it, own it, is. And here's the best way I can explain to people. If they're able to force you to get a license and pay a tax and pay for an organization to watch over you, then next stop is you got to get a license to go to worship. You got to get a license to say what you're thinking on public. You got to get a license and pay a tax on everything. And this is the bridge too far. Okay. There's just no other way around it. What's being discussed on this bill is for every firearm that you have in your possession, you have two choices. Resist, don't register it. And if it's found that you had those firearms and you didn't go through this process, if this bill's passed, then all your firearms will be confiscated and destroyed pretty much in less than a week. They won't be held. There won't be due process. There's a whole lot of constitutional violations in this, which is why we're going to fight this tooth and nail and do our best to beat it before it ends up in a courtroom. But what you have to realize is on top of this, they want to tax you the first time around. So let's just take an average person has 10 firearms. Well, those 10 firearms are going to cost you about $2,500 to register the first time and incur a minimum of $1,000 a year tax. So depending on what you bought, you might easily have basically just rebought those firearms every 3 to 4 years, the way this is going. Wow. And if you don't do it, you lose them all. In conjunction with this, they're trying to take the firearm safety card, which was nothing more then, hey, I know the basics of firearm safety, so I can purchase a firearm. But now what they want to make it is if that expires at any point, you have to surrender all your firearms. You have to keep that card. So in effect, they're making the FFC a license. And you have to carry it with you at all times. And you guys know, working at a gun store, a lot of times people have to go home or retake the test because they can't find it. Mm-hmm. You know, they misplaced it, what have you.
It's a tiny piece of paper.
If any of those were to happen and this bill's passed, you would lose everything.
Wow. I mean, it's so scary because these are really just, if you're not going to do what we say, we're just going to take them away. And if you're not going to pay the fines we were going to lay upon you and the taxes we're going to lay upon you, we're going to take them away again. And if it doesn't matter if you're a criminal. It just, they want to make you criminals. That's all they want to do right now.
Yeah, and for all you cold, dead hander guys, now's the time.
This is honestly a scary time because they really are going to take them from you, melt them down, and leave you without complete, there's no defense. There is no defense.
Yeah, so this is the fight that we're in. It's the fight of our lives, and it's why I keep telling people, you know, we're only a couple of weeks away from elections. People, you know, next Tuesday is the primary election day. This is the time you get to fire people and tell them, you no longer work for me. We're not going to put up with this. And if you're not doing that, then you're going to get a government that's going to take everything you own. Because once this right is taken away, you have nothing to protect all the other rights that you were given by the generations that preceded us.
Absolutely.
And you're going to pass nothing on to the generations that follow.
Yeah, because once we lose this right, where's your free speech going to go, and how are you going to protect your free speech from people just stomping on you and just and making sure you can't speak out? And all the other, this is going to be a new form of slavery. Everyone's been so upset about our past. This is our future that's coming on now. We're going to be the new slaves of these new owners.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I couldn't have said it better, Jimmy, but you know, it's also people have to wake up and realize this fight is not just for California. It's for the country, because if we don't stop this madness, for those that are like, well, I'm just going to leave. I'm leaving California. Well, you know, a lot of people said on lesser bills they were going to leave California, and those lesser bills are now in their state.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the fight that you can't run from. This is the fight that you have to stand your ground and say, enough is enough.
I mean, it's already past that point. Like, enough was enough before. This is practically one of the last stands right here. Because once it goes past us and everyone starts getting infected with California knees, you already see it in the states next to us. You see it in our neighbors. You see with the states above us and all that. There's an infection, a virus going around, and it's going to spread like wildfire once California starts.
It's already spreading.
It almost feels like it's too late. That's why we have to make sure it's not too late.
Just tell you, this is a bill that Anthony Portantino out of La Cunada is pushing, and he has been very boisterous, very vocal with my fellow lobbyist on this subject and flat out told him, haha, look what I brought. And let's see what you guys do with this. So gloves are off, folks. This is the fight of probably my career, because we are trying to make sure this goes nowhere. Because if this goes through, and by the way, everybody should be united on this, because for those that are in law enforcement, yeah, this applies to you. For those of you who work private security details and think, well, this doesn't apply, yes, it does. It applies to you.
Everyone.
There are no carve-outs for anybody on this.
And like I can assume that this is going to affect retailers, not just our public private citizens here and all that, public citizens, retailers, anyone that's a gun range or perhaps all these different utilities are going to be affected by this. So,
it's you know, Jimmy, to your point, what this bill is also doing with a couple other sister bills to it is they're making it so, you know, if they all get passed, this package gets passed, everybody becomes the person that has to tell them what you have. Your home insurance, your car insurance will be required by law, some of these bills passed, to say, you can't have your insurance until you fill out an affidavit that either you don't own firearms or what firearms you transport in your vehicle, what firearms you have at home, what firearms that you have at your business, what firearms you have in your shed, in your toy hauler, whatever it may be. This is literally going to build the list and take it from you, because in each of these bills is, and if you fail at any point in time on any of these things, you surrender the firearms to law enforcement. And the bills that they've got on law enforcement say that basically within a week of receiving those firearms, they have to destroy them, which means if they're taken illegally and you go to try to reclaim them in court, you're not going to be able to get them. And while you might sit there and go, well, I can go to Jeff and I can replace them with the money I get back. No, because Jeff's not going to have any firearms because they're all being melted down and shredded.
Yeah. Down the chain, down the line, everyone is going to be affected by this. And then once they take away all the guns and there are none left, only people who are going to have them are the criminals.
They'll be the criminals. Yeah.
Just like everywhere else.
This is very scary. This should be a very serious point for all of our listeners right now. And out of state, not just our California listeners, but everyone right now. Mm. What a fearful, fearful time to be existing in right now.
Hey, Rick, I talked to Sheriff Bianco. He's going to be on next Sunday.
Bring this
up to what he told me. So congratulations.
Yep. Thank you, sir. So yeah, thanks, because Rick got me the number.
Yeah.
So you can go to You Know Who and say,
yep, do my happy dance.
There you go. Hey, Rick, anybody needs to get a hold of you, donate their time, their money, or join the CRPA, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, please join at crpa.org and become part of the movement today.
Please.
Yeah, it's past beyond time, folks. I mean, this is the line in the sand, and if we don't answer, you can kiss just about everything you know. Goodbye.
And
I'm not kidding here.
And with voting going on very soon, go to crpa.org, look at the references and the resources they have there on who you should be voting for and why you should be voting for them, because this is right at our doorstep.
Judges are up there.
Yeah.
Wow, folks.
All right, Rick. Thanks.
Right. Thank you, Rick.
We'll talk to you later.
God bless you.
Okay,
man.
When we come back, we should have, hopefully the guys in the booth have got him on the phone.
Yeah.
Thank you, very good. Okay, we will be back with Larry Potterfield from Midway USA. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we'll be back in just a minute.
Yeah, baby.
Guys, he's gone. Welcome back to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we had Mr. Potterfield on hold, and he disappeared, so we're going to give him a second and go. In the next hour, of course, is when we'll start taking phone calls. You can call us at
866-870-5752.
One more time.
866-870-5752.
Okay, I think we got him on. Let me see if we got it. Mr. Potterfield, you there?
This is Larry, yes.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Honor and
How
pleasure.
Are you? Sorry, I don't know what happened. You disappeared off my screen. Anyway, Larry Potterfield
of Midway USA.
Of Midway USA, and of course on the Outdoor Channel every Wednesday night with Wednesday at the Range. You know, speaking of that, I haven't seen any of your little clips lately. Am I missing it, or are you not doing those anymore?
I think they held up there maybe the fourth quarter or something like that, and it just got started back. So
okay.
You come at the little 90-second piece is how to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I absolutely love those.
Me too.
Very good, very good. Well, so I when we talked about what we would talk about, I told you I'd kind of like to hear how you got started with Midway USA and how things went. Where you want to start?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, man.
It's 47 years now in June, so
wow.
Congratulations.
I can start anywhere. But let me just give you an idea of kind of the basis of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a country kid, and I grew up hunting and fishing. Been doing that all my life. Spent some time in the service.
Thank you again.
I got out of service and started a gun shop so I could have a job in the shooting sports industry.
Hey.
The rest of it just kept coming on.
Well... And for those of that are listening that don't know, because not everybody knows, you know, what you do, what does Midway USA do?
Today, Midway USA is an internet retailer of shooting, hunting, and outdoor products.
Mm-hmm.
And you practically, if you're a shooter, a hunter, and anything, you can almost get anything on Midway, correct?
One of our taglines is just about everything.
Just about everything.
I wanted to use everything, but I could just never believe that would be truthful. So it's just about everything.
Just about.
140,000 products, I think, today.
Wow.
Wow.
Almost like the Amazon for firearms.
You know what? That's what it seems like. Mm-hmm. The way people talking to what they can reach from there. It's practically the Amazon of firearms.
Are you having trouble sending? Because, you know, we're out in California, of course, and I've been in the gun business. You know, I opened up Gunslingers in 98, so I've been in the business, and it's so different now compared to when I first started. Do you have issues sending stuff out to California?
Of course, we can't send high-capacity magazines
right
today. Mm-hmm. Don't think we can send ammunition except to dealers.
Yeah, that's true.
A few states treat us that way. That's all in litigation. Who knows how it's going to come out, but we follow the law, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Parts? You guys do parts?
We do everything that's legal.
Okay. Well, so what I'm saying is, do you have any issue as far as sending out parts and such?
To my knowledge, there are no parts issues except to the extent that a magazine, a
right.
spare magazine,
okay.
would be a part.
Okay.
So any optic that we want to send to California, I don't know of an optic that's regulated in California.
No, I don't think so either. Okay.
So anything we sell, we can ship there, except we can't ship ammunition direct or high-capacity magazines.
Okay. Yeah. Well, fair enough.
I mean, we're already getting questions online and all, but a quick question about like you do a lot. You don't just dabble in this. This is a whole industry that you're dealing in, but you also do a lot of philanthropy, and you have your different foundations. What do those generally connect to in your industry you're working with?
One of the things that Midway has done is it has been successful. And you think, well, what does that mean? And it means for country kids like Brendan and I, we've made more money than what we needed, more than our kids needed. So what do? You give it away. You find the right place to give it. So we've given a lot of money away and still give money away every year. We give away half of everything we make every year.
No kidding.
Amazing.
What a thrilling thing to be where you can give away half and still you can go hunt and fish anytime you want, you know.
Mm.
What a true blessing that is.
I would like to throw out a great place for you to donate if you don't mind. The California Rifle and Pistol Association would be a great place.
Let me throw at you the word focus.
Okay.
So we get lots of requests for money, obviously.
No, sure.
But in 2008, we created the Midway USA Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And its focus is youth shooting sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're a high school or college, on a high school or college shooting team, there's about 2,800 of them, you've got our attention because there's never been any money for high school and college shooting sports.
Okay.
So that's where the bulk of our money goes. We give the NRA some money and have for many, many years, all endowed money. And we support agencies and stuff like that to promote youth shooting sports. So YSSA and Missouri Youth Shooting Sports Association, anybody that's involved in youth shooting.
Yeah, the Youth Wildlife Conservation Experience and all, like you do a lot of work in there. It's really
Midway created that, or I say Midway, Larry and Brenda Potterfield created that maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
That's wonderful. Thank you guys for all that, because I see all the groups that they connect with, and it touches on pretty much all the types of hunting and shooting you can do out there. And I love it that it's focused at the youth, for the youth. And it's a beautiful thing, because that's where we're trying to fight. Like when we brought the CRPA, there's so many things coming up that our youth is unaware of the kind of quality of these tools that need to be in their lives and all that are given to us by our rights, and to keep them aware of it. It's such a beautiful program to have them aware. Let's make them aware and educated.
Well, that's the time to educate people, is when they're young.
Yes.
That's what our benevolency is focused on, is youth shooting.
That's wonderful.
Oh, very good. A friend of mine, Mono, up in Tehachapi, the high school up there, is trying to. So I will have him get. Is there a place to get a hold of your focus group?
Sure. Midway USA Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Is the company, mm-hmm. is the organization. There's 12 or 15 people working there. We've got endowed funds today, guys, of a little over $300 million, all endowed money, all for youth shooting sports, and all the 2,800 teams that are in it, all the different agencies can get 5% of that a year for the rest of time. And that money grows, because our stated purpose is to help communities raise money for their teams.
Mm-hmm.
We manage it for them and take care of it and give them 5% a year forever.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so
help
much.
Help them raise more money.
And that's a beautiful foundation to build upon, because you're not just setting them up with the funds, but setting them up to excel in the future. And to help to sustain themselves in the future. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful idea, thought, and progress you've done.
Well, so, thank you for that.
Absolutely. No, thank you. I have a question from Kirk from one of our online streams that are going on right now. Will we ever see a 5mm rimfire magnum?
5mm rimfire magnum. What do you mean?
You know what, it was a kind of a long message, but that was kind of, he just thanked you for your service and all the servicing you're doing right now and all, but that I think because I think he just wants to know your actual opinion, if that will ever be something that will be attainable someday. I think maybe that's a favorite round for him, but 5mm, yeah, just 5mm. So maybe if we can Remington 591 and 592. Da, 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 da. Nope. So
right,
so,
but Remington used to make that cartridge. Is the question, is it going to be reproduced sometime in the future?
Perhaps, maybe that's what he's asking here. He didn't round it about, but I think that's maybe where he's pointing to.
There's always interest in stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The new Remington company, of course, the Remington Ammunition Company belongs to Vista. This is going to be sold to somebody in Czech Republic or something like that. Who knows what the future is? Hornady would be a leader that might do something like that, but it would have to be based on somebody introducing new guns, because there wouldn't have been enough of those Remington guns for anybody to think about producing ammo for them. Not like old 22 WRF ammo or something like that.
Hmm. Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the NRA. You're a backer of the NRA, of course. Have you ever thought about running for office with the NRA?
First of all, I have a full-time job.
You're already pretty busy.
I understand.
when I have been asked, whenever I'm asked to join a board, and that's a fairly frequent question that I get, would you be kind enough to join our board of directors? And the answer is, as soon as I retire, I'll be looking for jobs like that. But you can't hardly take the job that you've got that you owe you owe the business. It's hiring you, you know, your time, mm-hmm. even if you do own the business. But so I have never entertained being on the NRA board or any other board, although there's certainly opportunities to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be, I think, would not be a bad idea, considering, you know, we don't really talk about the NRA too much in California because, you know, they do help somewhat, but out here the CRPA is everything for us. And that's why I said if there was any way we could get the CRPA onto your focus group. But I just think that would be a good fit.
Yeah. They do a lot for the youth as well, especially around here where they're trying to limit the youth from education and firearms. That would be a tremendous help in there. I think we're going to go to the next break if you want to hold.
Yeah, Larry, if you don't mind, we got to come to a real quick break, and then we're going to hold you over, and we'll get back.
I got some questions, too.
We got some questions, and I want to talk to you about Wednesday night on the range on the Outdoor Channel, if you don't mind.
Roger that. Be right here.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
You're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms, plus skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th, where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles, in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Gunslinger Auctions. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Hey, no dancing in the booth over there. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we have Mr. Larry Potterfield from Midway USA on the phone.
Truly a pleasure.
Okay, so, you know, Wednesday nights at my house is the Outdoor Channel, and that's all we do is I watch it from start to finish, and they got so many good shows on there. Do you have any particular favorite of all of them?
You know, I like them all. I'm a gun guy.
Yeah.
So if you're going to talk about, I'm a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a gun collector. So I'm a reloader,
mm-hmm.
and I like to learn stuff. So there's hardly anything on a Wednesday night at the range that doesn't fit my brain pretty well.
Okay, fair enough. Some of the shows, for those of you that don't have it or just don't know about it, they've got Joe Montana. He does a show about the history of firearms.
Years.
You've got the Shooting USA. There's just all kinds of different shows. You got Larry and Hollywood Guns. Larry's been a guest on the show. Just about everybody on Wednesday nights has been on the show. And now we got Mr. Potterfield.
Wow, so, let's finish out the collection, huh?
Pretty much. The only one that hasn't is Joe. And he actually was scheduled to be on earlier this year. And then something came up and he couldn't. So he said he'd reschedule with us. But
hopefully get him back on soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a shame. We had Jim Scouten a couple of times was going to come on. And then, like I said, it happens where last second they can't make it. And sadly, Jim passed a little bit ago. And
sure.
Yeah, a great guy. I've met him a million times on the range. I've been a cowboy action shooter for 27 years, so he used to come out all the time. And what are the odds of that show ever coming back?
Which one?
Cowboys. Do you remember?
Well, why wouldn't there be a good chance it's coming back?
Well, so I got about 800 people over in Arizona right now waiting to hear the answer to this, because End of Trail is going on. It starts tomorrow. And out in Phoenix, because, you know, they moved it from New Mexico to Arizona. And, sure. You know, I loved that show. It was always a fun. And it was so fun to see my friends from all over the country and literally all over the world to get to see them on TV. And so everybody has been calling me and texting me and emailing me saying, hey, ask him about the Cowboys. So when are we going to do it, Larry? How's that for putting you on the spot?
I think all you have to do is be patient.
Okay.
The world's always changing.
Yeah.
So sometimes things fall off the radar, and sometimes they come back on.
Well, yeah. I'd sure love to see that one come back on.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I got a kind of a three-part question. You're in firearms for so long, in the service, a hunter, and for, like you said, a personal collector. So if I could branch out in all three, for your service, for your hunting, and for your personal, what are your favorite firearms? Like, I know that's kind of a broad question and all that, but when you're in the service, what was your preferred? And while you hunt, I know you hunt a lot of different game, but what can kind of guide us into your mindset of what you shoot?
Let me tell you what I shot today.
All right.
So we live in the country. I can go in the backyard and sight in my guns.
Mm-hmm.
So I was shooting a Remington model number 2, made about 1880. It's in 22 long.
Yep.
I rechambered it to 22 long rifle, and I was shooting a Winchester low wall single shot rifle in 22 long that through the years somebody had already opened it to long rifle. So here these guns are 120, 140 years old, super duper bores, great off the back deck guns that you can just pull the trigger anytime you want. Don't make any noise. You can do that. Tomorrow morning, I've got a Purdy over and under 20 bore, and I'm going to be pheasant hunting up on Midway Farms, about 12 miles away or so. Those are things I am doing right now. Now, I'm carrying a pistol when I'm out and about, and interesting, that's an old Smith & Wesson Model 65 357 Magnum, just a stainless steel gun. But if you need a gun for the truck, that's a pretty good gun to have just when you need to be out and about.
Sure.
All right. I mean, that's a good array. I like that you started off with a couple lower calibers, because a lot of people think that every gun person just wants to shoot the biggest and the loudest thing, and you have two right off the bat, like you said, are quiet, and these are great calibers to shoot, and I love the age range, and because these are just tools in our history, and a tool well managed could last you forever, and you're able to use these to today, and as old as these are, this is wonderful to hear. Thank you.
I have a Winchester low wall in 22 myself, so I know how.
Yeah.
Yes, I sure do, and absolutely love shooting it.
Well, I like old guns and I like new guns, so I shoot them both. I don't shoot as many handguns today as I have historically.
Mm-hmm.
More rifles and shotguns. But I just have always enjoyed pulling the trigger.
That's a good pastime.
And I like to shoot birds with it. I like to shoot 22s at steel or paper or whatever, more steel than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a kind of offbeat question. What do you think of the 416 Barrett?
I don't have a basis of knowledge on that cartridge. I know what 416 is.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a 416 Remington, 416 Rigby, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The 416 Barrett, is that a 50 neck down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, I have no basis in it,
okay.
So I wouldn't have an opinion on it, guys.
Okay, fair enough. It's fairly new, and it's basically a 50 BMG that's been necked down to 416. And I picked up a model M82 Barrett in 416 because in California we can't have the 50 anymore. And yeah, and took it out. Well, that's thanks to, you know, Herr Arnold Schwarzenegger, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it out and shot it, and the recoil is not too too shabby. And boy, what an accurate gun! and just had a blast with it. So I thought, well, wonder if you guys do you guys have the components for any of this stuff?
Well, it's just a 416 bullet, so yeah, mm-hmm. lots of those.
Okay.
I don't know who's making cases. If anybody would be, it would be Hornady, I would think.
Okay.
If not, then you're simply going to reload them and neck them down into 40 and, caliber, if you would.
Right. And how about the primers?
Yeah, I'm sure we carry 450 BMT primers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, but if we can get them, we do.
Okay. Have you been having better luck getting primers? Because, you know, at the store, we're still having a heck of a time trying to find any.
Primers are tough. Mm-hmm. When we get them, we have a better month if we get in a bunch of primers, and if we don't. So you're always doing everything you can to get them. I would say it's getting a little bit better, but it's getting better slowly. Gunpowder is going to be really tight the second half of the year because of a nitrocellulose shortage. We shipped all that stuff, all that technology, mostly to China, and the word I get is that they're selling it now to Russia rather than selling it to America.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I like that, huh?
Yeah, right. What do you find right now in the sales, kind of the hardest things to acquire to sell that are most wanted and needed, and what is still flying off the shelves right now that you feel is like just the hot ticket right now?
One of the interesting things is 410 ammo.
Mm-hmm.
You think, what, 410 ammo? for whatever reason, well, there still is a shortage of 410 ammo.
Wow.
So plenty of 28 gauge. You think, well, 410, 28 are the same. It just doesn't work that way.
Nope.
We've got all kinds of 28 gauge in inventory, but very, very little 410. It comes, we put a quantity limit on it, and it goes out the door, and we wait for more to come in. And that's from Remington and Winchester and Federal and Fiocchi. You got four different brands of companies that I know of that are making 410 ammo, and we maybe have one in inventory, and maybe then only a 2.5 inch and number 9 or something like that, where you might want a 3-inch 6 or 3-inch 7.5. So that's an interesting one to be short on.
Wow, yeah,
all the powder's a little bit short. Primers, of course, are short.
Mm-hmm.
We got plenty of, a 223 ammo and 9mm ammo. That, of course, there was a time when it was short. That's good shape today.
That's good to hear.
Some of the lesser known calibers, so 25-06 might be hard to find, just because they're keeping the machines running, making the more popular stuff, trying to fill the shelves up. So if you go into Walmart and look for ammo, if they carry ammo out there, you won't find the shelves full of ammo.
Nope.
Yeah.
And so what you have to do, the manufacturers have to fill up the supply chain, is what they call it. So how many boxes do you have to send to Walmart for them to fill up the shelves?
Yeah.
It'd be a bunch.
Well, yeah. California Walmarts don't sell anything firearm anymore.
Anymore, so. Yeah.
And no ammo either.
Nope. No nothing.
Nothing related. Yeah.
Okay, Larry, we're coming to the top of the hour. I want to say thanks so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Hopefully we can have you on again. I know our audience has tons more questions. I know I have tons more questions. You're a plethora of information and history. And, yeah, this has been an honor to have you on.
Well, you got my number now. Give me a call.
I will do that. And give us your website so people can get a hold of it. Well, not of you, but to your company.
It's just MidwayUSA.com.
There you go.
All one word, folks.
And I'll be seeing you on Wednesday nights.
All right. Thanks for your business, guys.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Remember,
the Cowboys, bring it back.
Thanks.
Thanks, Larry. Talk to you later. All right, that was Larry Potterfield from Midway USA.
Any of our listeners have probably ordered from that company, so you guys know who he was.
And in the second power-packed hour,
power.
We're going to open up the phones to phone calls.
866-870-5752.
All right, one more time just for the fun of it.
866-870-5752. Call now.
Okay, we'll be back. Oh, wait a minute, that's the Monkees.
It is.
I know this song because we did it every night for 10 years. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
That's what I meant. We'll see you in a minute. Goodbye.
All right.
I'm not just stepping stones. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California.
All right, I already did all this stuff. I'm not doing a good evening, everybody. Blah, 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 blah. Welcome back to Gunslingers.
On the Gunslinger Radio Network.
We're doing that because apparently one of the stations can only pick up the second hour of
San Bernardino, my home little town and everything out there.
So anybody listening out in San Bernardino that's just tuning in, you missed an interesting interview with Larry Potterfield from Midway USA. Of course, you missed all the bad news from the CRPA as far as what Excremento's trying to do to us now.
Yes.
Go to their website. That's
CRPA.org.
And wait, we did that in unison.
Hey, look at us.
I tell you, almost like we practiced
but
it.
But if you want to catch up on any of it, we have all three streams going on right now. That's Gunslinger Auctions on YouTube, Gunslinger Hour Radio Show on Rumble, and the Gunslinger Radio Show on Facebook Live. Go to any of those, or go to gunslingerauctions.com and catch up on any of the past episodes.
And
yeah.
Also, for you folks out there in Riverside area, anybody in the Inland Empire that's listening to us on 590, that just tuned in, next week we're going to have Sheriff Chad Bianco on.
Yes, we are.
We're going to talk about such things as CCWs, crime rate. I've got my own little questions that I want to ask him about the traffic in Norco. Hey, Horsetown, USA, where people go 70 in a 25.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Don't even get me started. Anyway, so we're going to talk to him next week, so make sure you tune in for that. And if you aren't getting the first hour, make sure you call the station and tell them you want it.
Yeah, you guys missed out on, like you said, Rick Travis from CRPA had a lot of news.
Yeah, this new bill is Senate Bill 1181.
1160.
1160.
Is a real...
It's an absolute gun grab.
It is. And it's exactly what it is.
Yeah. They're going to try and take away everything we've got and leave us with nothing.
They're not just going to take it away. They're going to destroy it all. And then you do have.
Not only should this bill be defeated, the guy who brought it up should be removed from office.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how politicians can be in their place without realizing our Constitution.
Yeah.
It's such counterintuitive.
I mean, don't they take an oath to defend against all terror, foreign and domestic?
They are the domestic.
They are now domestic terrorists trying to take away our right to survival.
Yeah. But so on and so forth. But you guys also miss a wonderful segment with our special guest, Larry Potterfield of Midway USA. Had two great segments, got a lot of questions in. He'll be back again sometime, and you guys get your questions ready for him.
And we got some phone calls to go. In case anybody wants to call, give us a number.
866-870-5752. One more time, 866-870-5752.
Now, I've been warned about this. We're going to go to Marlboro Man in Phoenix.
Oh, yes, we heard word.
Okay, Marlboro Man, how are you?
I'm doing all right, sir. And yourself?
Well, like I always say, I'd bitch, but who'd listen?
Hey!
are you in Phoenix right now?
Yep, surely am.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
So
what can we do for you?
Well, actually, I'm in Phoenix for Pender Trail, mm-hmm. and I caught up with, now I believe his proper name's Mark, who helps you guys out with the show, at one of the cowboy shoots today. And being all the way from Australia, he thought I'd be an interesting fella to give you guys a call and have a bit of a chat too about either the cowboy shooting or even some of the gun laws and stuff that we have back in Australia.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Australia.
I've listened to your show today or tonight, and yeah, listening to what Rick was saying earlier on that's happening in California. Mm-hmm. Well, mate, we've lived that in Australia through, you know, start of 96, 97 with the Port Arthur shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know what you guys are going to go through.
Yep.
And it's not good.
No, absolutely. And it's funny because it's not really funny at all because the comedian Jim Jeffries, he made comments about that mm-hmm. you guys have been better off in that state of the world. You guys are a gun-free pretty much continent. But is that truly how you feel about that? Do you feel like there's a lack of defense and protection in your own way? Or what is your personal opinion about how that is kind of going about and from where you're from? And what we can kind of recognize and see coming in our future?
So, like, on that whole gun law side of things, a lot of folks over here just think, that Australians can't have firearms.
Mm-hmm.
We can have firearms. It's just that, you've got to jump through a lot of red tape, paperwork and hurdles to get and keep them. And then there's a lot of restrictions on what we can and can't have, both in the long arm side and the handgun side. But the biggest difference for us back home and you guys here in the States is you've got that Second Amendment right still at the moment, and I won't do the whole spiel because you guys know it obviously better than I do, but back home in Australia, firearm ownership and firearm use is seen as a privilege. It's not a right. So we have to be granted the luxury of owning, possessing, and using firearms by our state governments. So unless you have a genuine reason to own a firearm, you can't own a firearm. Now, self-defense is not considered a genuine reason.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only have firearms in Australia for like sports or target shooting or hunting. And there's a few professional end users that you can use, obviously, security guards, ranch owners, property owners that, need firearms for putting down cattle and culling, pest animals. They can have them, of course, and a few other professions. But, your average citizen, you can't use self-defense as a valid reason to have a firearm.
Hmm.
So we have to rely on our law enforcement agencies to provide that service for us.
Okay, and just a follow-up question. Do the criminals in Australia follow those rules as well?
Oh, of course they do.
Of course. Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's the same side of the oceans we're all on. We all share the Pacific, I'm just making sure that it's the same on both sides. But yeah, I'm just wondering. And
the thing is, from what I heard from Rick talking earlier on, the first thing that's trying to happen here in California is about registering all your firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, it's the same thing that happened with us. 96, 97, we had to register all our firearms. So the first thing that we had just slightly before that was you had to have a license, but you didn't have your firearms registered. So everyone went out and got their licenses because we had to do that. Well, the next thing that they came up with is, now you have to have all your firearms registered. So, of course, all the law-abiding citizens, we did what us law-abiding citizens do. We abided by the law, and mm-hmm. we went out and registered our firearms. Of course, cooks never did that because they didn't have the license, and then they didn't register their guns anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, me as a law-abiding citizen, I've now got a license, and I've now got all my guns registered. Well, now the government knows exactly what guns I've got, and so when it comes time for them to start saying, well, we don't want you to have semi-automatic firearms, and I know you've got two of those, you have to now hand those in. Or, when it comes to a handgun buyback, well, we don't want you to have anything over 38 9mm caliber, so anything that's larger than that, you've got to hand those in. So you can see where it's going along that line where, once you've got a license, once everything's registered, they know what you've got, it makes it very easy for them to come and knock on your door and say, that's now illegal, hand it over.
Yeah, they're basically using Australia as a template here. Yeah.
Oh, look, I don't even think it's just Australia. I think, worldwide, mm-hmm. the anti-gun movement, they all have the same template. Doesn't matter what country you're in.
Yeah.
New Zealand went through a similar thing, just over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very much heading down the same path that Australia did. A lot of countries that are pushing the anti-gun movement are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Registration, licensing, and then you know, they slowly then chip away until there's literally nothing left.
Yep, that's what they want. Because just think, what they're doing to us now and we're armed, just imagine what they're going to do to us when we're not. Well, Marlboro Man, I appreciate...
I'd rather not imagine that.
Absolutely, right?
I appreciate you calling in, and I'll be out in Phoenix on Wednesday. I start shooting Thursday. I'm not doing Wild Bunch. I'm just doing a regular cowboy match, so I'll be there on Thursday. And I think I'm on Posse 32, so come by and say hey.
I will do.
I appreciate
Let's look
it.
Us up.
You bet. Thanks, sir.
Thanks for the
for
call.
Calling, and we'll see you later in the week.
All right, guys.
Take care now.
All right. You have a good day.
Okay. That leaves Rob in L.A., Mike in El Segundo, Farmer Tyson, North Phoenix, and Jimmy in L.A. We'll get to you guys as soon as we get back. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And me and the Supremes will be back right after this. Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslinger's has huge gun auctions several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, Gunslinger Auctions! .com.
Crimson flame is tied through my ears, throwing high and mighty traps. Countless fire and flaming rope, using ideas as my maps.
Welcome back, everybody, to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And all our lines look to be busy, so let's get to, because he's been waiting a while, let's get to Rob in L.A. Rob, what can we do for you?
Evening.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So been a little busy.
You guys just played that Dylan thing.
Mm-hmm.
That lyric just wiped me out when I heard, I was much older then. I'm younger than that now.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Oh, my gosh. Like, that's heavy.
Well,
you know,
the birds were interesting. Well, anyway, what can we do for you?
People used to write songs and not just use AI for it.
You know, I'm the guy bringing the, you know, the quotes and gun-oriented quotes from entertainment. And I did the Speedy Gonzalez rendering a while back. And you guys said you got some heat from that. So I was just kind of following up. You don't have to say if you don't want to, but I was just curious what kind of heat you got from, us doing the Speedy Gonzalez thing.
Well, understand everybody is so touchy about everything anymore. You can't do any kind of little comedy bit or any kind of accent without somebody coming unglued. And so that's pretty much what it was.
Okay.
You know, it used to be the seven words you can't say on TV with George Carlin, right. And now it's the 7,000 things you can't do or say on TV. So
and stick with George Carlin, and you'll probably be sane.
Yeah.
So I figured it was like stereotype noise, and you just have to figure out how to laugh at yourself, you know, because the white guys get it as bad as anybody in the Warner Brothers cartoons. You know, I mean, you get like Elmer Fudd, you know, who's a doof. You get Yosemite Sam, you know, who's a rootin' tootin' gun potin', you know, kind of guy. You get the rooster character who's obviously a Southern gentleman.
I'll say that's Foghorn Leghorn, man.
Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't remember that. I number my feathers for just such an occasion.
Yeah.
and They're all, you know, stereotypes of white guys. So the white guys get it as good as anybody.
I think all people don't want to be culled into this, into a stereotype. So everyone gets a little touched by it, and so everyone has to be a little offended, and no one can really take a – there's no taking a joke. It's an attack on you.
Yeah,
if you want
to get really persnickety, my socks are white. I don't look anything like that. I'm a Caucasian American of European descent. Okay, Rob, we got to go to the next caller, okay? Thanks as always. We'll talk to you later. Take care now. Okay, let's get to, another Phoenix call. Let's go to Farmer Tice in North Phoenix. Farmer, how are you?
Farmer Tice.
Farmer Tice is doing great.
Good. That's
much
wonderful.
Better than California. That, unfortunately, my son Harmon is visiting my sister in Reseda, so I'm going to pray for him.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yeah. That fellow that was on about Australia, he was talking about the Port Arthur. I know that case pretty well. 1996, there was something like 35 people killed in it, like 18 wounded. Port Arthur is in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you ever want to watch your talk about TV earlier, there's a great series about the about Australia, how it came to be a country. It's just basically a country of criminals. And it's called Inherit the Wind. I watched it back in the night. I think it was in the 1970s with my father. It was great. A great series. So, one of the best. Anyway, what I call for is I have a Llama 22 caliber semi-automatic. It's an Especial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard, are familiar with that gun.
Yeah.
And I cannot find, I've been looking for about 2 years, I cannot find a magazine for that gun anywhere. I've been to gunsmiths, gun shows.
Mm-hmm. I sell a couple of those just about every auction for some odd reason.
Yeah, we
get them in fairly regular. I would do, do a internet search straight across the board. Just put Llama 22 Especial.
I've been doing that. And you know, the problem is that I bought a couple of magazines, but there's none of them fit. And I have a gunsmith out in Phoenix, and he does work on all my guns, and he can't even find them. So I've seen these magazines for sale. The gun sells for now, you can find it about $600 if you can find one.
Mm-hmm.
The magazines, I've seen past sales of that magazine for over $200 just for a magazine.
Yeah, they're highly. We've had people come into the
rare.
Yeah, we've had people come to the shop numerous amount of times looking for that specialty, and it is something that we do come across.
And that's a Especial.
Especial. that's so. If anything,
Jim, you've got my email. If you've ever come across one.
You know what I'm going to do?
Email me a link.
Yeah, I will. And you know what? I'm going to check in with Andy, Jeff's son, that works at the that runs our Azusa shop. And sometimes he does come across them, and the next ones he can snag up, I'm going to make sure he puts off to the side. Sometimes he puts them up on some of our other auction sites.
Yeah, it's a special type of magazines, and there are some magazines that they have. They're opened up like it looks like a skeleton. It's got a big rectangular hole in the middle. That's not the one. I would have to send you a picture of it.
Okay.
To show you.
Well, Farmer, do me a favor. Do that, and we're coming up on a break, and I got a lot of phone calls.
Well, we have our hands full with Katie Hobbs. So
okay.
Oh yeah.
Just waiting for you Californians to move out and let us help us beat her.
All right. Very good. Thanks, and I'll be out in Phoenix, and actually out at Ben Avery later this week. So maybe we'll run into
Ben Avery. When are you going to be?
I'll be there Wednesday through Saturday.
Just look for
the older guy in chaps. You'll find me. Me and about 700 others. Anyway, we got to go. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, send me a message, Llama.
Okay.
About the Llama.
Hey, you know what? I was supposed to do this at a quarter two. A good friend of mine, Matt Whitaker, has taken over Frontier Gun Leather, folks, and he has a special offer. They call him the Leonardo of leather. I love that. So if you use the special code Gunslinger at checkout, you get a 10% discount. Okay, there is something for everybody and every shooter at Frontier Gun Leather. I've been there. This is the old John Bianchi place, and they still have all the toolage and all the stuff. And Matt has been a longtime friend. I can absolutely vouch for him. In fact, he's making holsters for all three of us.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay. Each item is handmade with premium materials. Each piece is lined with smooth leather to extend the life of the holster, aid in retention, and protect the finish of your firearm. Holsters are custom fit to your handgun, and all belts are made to your specific measurements. I had one done. I ought to know. Frontier Gun Leather offers a painless custom leather experience. Give him a call, 760-895-4401. Again, 760-895-4401. Or check out his lineup of offerings on his website, FrontierGunLeather.com. He's looking forward to making your next piece of gun leather. And don't forget, ask for the Gunslinger check. When you check out, get 10% off. Matt, like I said, he donates a portion of every sale to the CRPA to help preserve our rights here in California. Give him a call. That's 760-895-4401 and tell him the Gunslinger sent you.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have enough time to get one more call? Okay, let's see if we got one really quick. Okay, real quick. Jimmy in L.A., what can we do for you?
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
This is Jimmy.
Yes.
Hey, I have two questions. I'll make this quick.
Thank you.
I have a 22, a 270, 30-06, 308, and a 6.5 Creedmoor. Mm-hmm. Can I put a 34-inch barrel on each one to increase their range?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have to buy it. You'll have to take it to a gunsmith because he'll have to install it. He'll have to headspace it and so on and so forth. But, yeah, you can do it.
Okay, question number two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm relocating to the South Pacific to my home base at the Solomon Islands at a place called Oneata.
Okay.
I have a DRG sniper's rifle. I've got a Saiga Mark 106 AK. Mm-hmm. And I also have a 1854 44 Magnum by Smith & Wesson. And I just got an FB Random Polish Barrel 7.62. Can I do the same thing, increase the barrel length on those?
I don't see why not. It'd probably be easier on an AK than it would any of the other ones.
Say that again?
I said it should be easier on the AK than the other one, so I don't think that should be any kind of an issue.
Okay.
All right.
One more last statement.
Make it quick. We only got 45 seconds.
California is taking our gun rights away from us. That's one of the major reasons why I'm leaving.
I don't blame you. If I could, I have grandkids all over the place, so I can't go anywhere. No. Plus, I got gun stores all over the place. I can't go anywhere because of that. But anyway, Jim, good luck with your move, and good luck with getting your barrels put in.
Support the CRPA to fight before you leave, okay?
Yeah, leave them a donation before you go. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. All right, you're listening to the Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And I got Mark from our show.
Yeah.
We'll get to him as soon as we get back, and we'll get to the rest of the calls as quickly as we can. You're listening to us, and we'll be back in a minute.
Right up now.
Someday,
they're back there.
This boy wants you back again. I'm doing a low harmony, guys. I'm not doing the high one. All right, screw this song. Welcome back, everybody, to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And let's get right to the phones. Who the heck is this?
Who?
Who? Which one guy?
Hey.
Mark, I needed you there on that last one. They put in music only. What the hell was that?
That's a familiar voice.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
All right. What's going on in Phoenix?
I miss being there with you, for God's sake. Man, what a great interview having Larry Potterfeld on. And I got to say, how cool was Marlboro Man?
Yeah.
Hey, that was real nice.
Well, cool and very scary.
A cautionary tale, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's funny, everything he said you see coming down the pike. It is what we call the slippery slope. Mm. Now, so you know, I'm sitting out here in the middle of the Arizona desert. I'm having fajitas with a group of guys from Germany, Sweden, Norway, and Texas. And first of all, while we can talk about the amazing effect the cowboys have had on the population of the world, these people want to be out here shooting at the world championship. I know you're going to be here later this week. HUD, can't wait for you to be here. But all the guys from Europe were nodding their heads furiously as Marlboro Man was talking about the slippery slope. Yep. First, you got to get the license. It's just reasonable, common sense.
Always,
then
yeah.
You just have to register your firearm. It's all just common sense. And then, oh, we know what you have, and it's time to hand it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about this for common sense? It's illegal to shoot somebody. It's illegal to use a gun in a crime.
What?
Anything else? Nope. Good. Done. That's common sense.
I loved your question. So, and the criminals are following these rules too, right?
Right? Yeah. I had to make sure that we were all on the same page for that.
Oh, yeah. Because we all know that's why they're criminals, because they follow law.
Right. Yeah. That's one of those things that's just so, it's so insane and frustrating. Well, it's pretty exciting being out here. We shot Cowtown. I want to give them a shout out because they do such a great job. Mm-hmm. We start the Wild Bunch World Championships tomorrow at stupid o'clock in the morning. Which is why I'm not sharing the chair with you guys, but I'll be back in time next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really great hearing the Gunslinger Network out here on the Phoenix affiliate. How cool is that?
Right.
Yeah, you don't have to stream us on anything. You get us live.
Hey, Mark, do you think I went a little over the top with the Cowboys TV show?
You know what? Honestly, one of the things we've been talking about here is how do you market this? And no, you didn't go out. You didn't go over the top. It needs to happen.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And what a boon it would be, because that show back in its day used to bring so many new shooters. And new shooters is what we need.
Blood. You're right.
Yep.
You're right.
Everyone wants to be a cowboy.
Rising tide lifts all boats. That's more stuff for Larry to sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's more interested shooters. It's more people who get on board with the idea of the Second Amendment.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, it's great, healthy outdoor fun.
And to this day, how often, if you've got DirecTV, do you see Tombstone almost daily on one channel or another? Yeah. So obviously, it's still a very viable media.
Yeah, it's a genre that shall never die because it's too freaking cool.
It's America.
It's America.
and imagine, and you know the truth of this, we're going to be going out and living it this week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For those of you that don't know, again, Mark is there, and I'll be going out on Wednesday. The SAS, which is the Single Action Shooting Society World Championships, are going on in Phoenix at the Ben Avery Complex in North Phoenix all week this week. It starts tomorrow and goes through Saturday, and I'll be out there Wednesday through Saturday. And Mark's out there
and
now.
If you're listening to KKNT 960 The Patriot, what the heck? Come out and say hi.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mark will be there. I'll be there again, like I said, on Wednesday. Come out, say hello. Love to see you.
How cool is that? So you're saying Wild Bunch starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's just one of the coolest event types ever, anyway. You get your 1911.
Imagine shooting cowboy stuff with a 1911.
Yeah, right. And for those of you that are wondering, imagine going to the Renaissance Fair, but instead of pirates, it's all cowboys. That's what it's like to go see this.
Yep.
Instead of kings and queens.
Literally, there's going to be 1,000 people walking around this old west town, and it's like walking onto the set of Tombstone or Deadwood or 1883. It's amazing.
Yeah, chaps, spurs, and cowboy hats are a must.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Mark.
Hey, you guys. I'll be listening through to the end of the show. It's great talking to you. HUD, get out here safely, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week, okay?
Very good.
For you.
Oh, did you hear I got Chad Bianco for next week?
I did not hear, but I'm glad to hear that. One more time, real quick. Matt has taken over Frontier Gun Leather.
Yes, he has.
You guys, bye-bye. Buy Frontier Gun Leather. That guy is so cool. Yeah. His work is so good. Can't wait to get a Wild Bunch rig, man.
Yeah. Okay, very good. We'll talk to you soon, Mark.
Good shooting tomorrow.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Love you. Be safe.
Okay, let's get to Brent in L.A., our friend Brent. Brent, how are you?
Yeah.
Hello, you grim and grumpy, gobsmacking gunslingers.
Holy, that's a mouthful.
Well, gee whiz, Rick from the CRPA was really one heck of a buzzkill tonight.
Oh. Yeah, we should have had the Darth Vader music.
Yeah,
for tonight.
Not his fault. He's the one, you know, they're the ones fighting for us, so.
Yeah, but let's not worry. I'm sure the NRA is right on top of California's communist confiscation of Second Amendment freedom, safety, and personal protection scam.
Yeah.
And perhaps, like Leon Kaplan, we shouldn't be talking politics on the show. But now that your radio show syndication is exploding and will continue to explode, we need to talk programming. And I think we need to get some superstars immediately. First, we need to get the great Gorka on with us. And perhaps he can do a promo, just like he does for Jen and Grant on The Morty Answer. Mm-hmm. And let's bring them on, too. Second, Ted Nugent to singe our ears with his heavy caliber conversation. And third, we have to get Kyle Rittenhouse on to explain exactly what would have happened to him and hundreds of other innocent rioters that night if he couldn't have blessedly blown away those Democrat demons. Perhaps John Lott, more guns, less crime. And my idea of inclusive, bipartisan, common-sense gun control is to immediately confiscate every single firearm from every Democrat, socialist, communist, progressive, and CCP cartel dreamers and Newsom's Islamo-Nazi jihadis.
Wouldn't it be a much safer place with that?
Well, if you take it away from the crazy people that are actually doing these terrible things because their feelings are always hurt constantly, it would make a lot of sense.
Well, this is conquest. It's so pure and simple. They're bringing soldiers across the southern border. They're disarming us. And I'm wondering, what's the control going to be on the firearms coming across the border?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out of control is what it is.
Yeah, well, because these weapons and these things coming over the border, of course, all those people bringing them over are going to register them and make sure that they're high and tight and that they're safe with them. No, you're allowing pretty much just pirates to come in and just raid and do whatever they want in this.
In other words, we're in for a hell of a future, folks.
Yeah, this is scary.
Hey, Brent, I got a bunch of phone calls and we're running out of time. I got to go. As always, thanks for the call. We'll
Absolutely.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later. Okay, let's get to our friend Mike. Mike, I don't have a whole lot of time again. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, we need time for this because I need to tell people how to get out and vote and what to do if they have problems. So this is really important. I actually wish I was on a bit earlier. Anyway, it's very important that everyone listening understands you don't have to wait to election day to vote. You can vote early in person. You can already do that. If you're in Los Angeles County, to know where to go for early voting, you go to the website lavote.net. That's the county registrar recorder's website. And if you go there, you click on a few links where you get to find a vote center. So you click on Register Voters and Voting Options, find a vote center. And if you get there and they don't have your name there as registered to vote, you know you're registered, then ask to vote on a provisional ballot. That is your right. You must do that. And what they'll do is put your ballot in a special envelope where you sign it, the envelope, as if it's a vote-by-mail ballot. If you have a vote-by-mail ballot, you don't have to use it. You can go into a vote center and vote there. You do not have to bring the vote-by-mail ballot with you. If you want to, you can fill out your vote-by-mail ballot, drop it off at a vote center or at a valid, legitimate drop box. So if you're not in L.A. County, you can go to the Secretary of State website, sos.ca.gov, to get election information, or you can do a Google search for your county name and registrar voters, or just look for election information, and you can find out for your county that way. And then can you guys please tell Rick Travis they need to put the voter information on the crpa.org website right up front on the front page because it's hard to find it. You got to use a pull-down menu. You got to go searching through menus. It's hard to find. They need it right there in the front page. Besides crpa.org, there's two other really good websites for conservative and pro-Second Amendment voting information. One of them is cragop.org. That's California Republican Assembly. GOP is in Grand Old Party.org. They're a conservative Republican organization, so you look for their endorsements. Again, you use a pull-down menu and search for endorsements there. Another one that's really good, conservative voter recommendations, which includes judges usually, usually, or link to a website with judges, is craighuey.com. That's CraigHuey.com. It's really excellent. I've been using it for years. So those are super important. And the Democrat Party is just going full Nazi and full communist on us. It's like Kristallnacht, the night of the broken glass, where the Nazis went to the Jewish homes and businesses. They destroyed them, and they also confiscated their guns. And they used the registration list to do that more efficiently. In Australia, in the state of Victoria, they required registration before they did the confiscation. And there was a much higher compliance rate in the state of Victoria than the other states that did not already have registration in place. And that was one of the complaints that the Australian government was making at the time. The only real reason for gun registration and licensing is for future confiscation. There's no other legitimate purpose whatsoever. And registering guns, licensing guns, the criminals do not do that. They get their guns illegally on the streets. They don't even go to gun stores.
Yep.
Okay, they get them illegally. So all these laws are targeting law-abiding Americans to disarm us, to take away our single most important protection against the government tyranny and dictatorship and ultimately gulags and concentration camps at the hands of the Democrat Party today. And that is in our future. If we do not fight like crazy and vote like crazy, do everything we can peacefully at first, so hopefully we don't have to do what our founders had to do. So, by the way, if you read the Declaration of Independence, there's a middle section of it that has a list of grievances against King George III. If you go through that, you'll see a lot of those grievances apply to the Democrat Party today. It's just amazing. There's a direct parallel with what the Democrats are doing, just totally violating our rights like crazy. A lot of them apply not only to Donald Trump, of course they do to what they're doing to Donald Trump, but to the rest of us as well. And by the way, the Revolutionary War in America started when the British came to confiscate the firearms. The first shots of that war were fired at Lexington and Concord, where the Redcoats, the British, came to confiscate the firearms and the gunpowder.
The shot heard around the world.
Exactly. I'm just telling you, this is really serious. I'm glad Rick Travis made it sound serious, because it is serious.
Absolutely.
It's even more serious than he's explaining, because the Democrat Party is doing what's necessary to have literally gulags and concentration camps. They already have a gulag. It's the Washington, D.C. gulag, where they had over 1,000 political prisoners in there. Many of them, probably most of them, are still in there. They may have been moved to other prisons, but many of them have been in solitary confinement for a year and a half when they committed no crime.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's just really bad. And all of this is being made possible by the corrupt Marxist news media, which is basically an extension of the Democrat Party. If the news media was at all honest, even just 5% or 10% honest, then people would know what's going on enough that they would not be putting up with this. They'd never, ever vote Democrat, and they'd vote for a good conservative Republican. So, again, if anyone has any questions about voting, don't just say it's too difficult to find out. You get off your butt. You go on the Internet. You go to one of those websites I mentioned. Just Google Los Angeles County. Register our voters, or for your own county, you do that, or go to the Secretary of State website. But everyone needs to vote and go to those other websites to get recommendations. If you don't need anything at all, just vote Republican. Yeah. Don't ever, ever vote for
a Democrat. Tons of resources out there, folks.
A Nazi.
All right, Mike, we're pulling up on a break as always. Excellent info, and appreciate your call. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Bye. Thanks,
Mike. Whoa, man.
He was on fire.
I hope everyone got something out of that, because
that's why I didn't want to interrupt him tonight. He was on a roll, and I just said, you know, everything he's saying I agree with, so let him go with it.
This is that serious.
All right, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And Tom, Greg, and Ken will get to you as soon as we get back from this break. From Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms, plus skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th, where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Little, little scoop, you don't know what I got.
Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't pull me down. But I got the fastest set of wheels in town. If something comes up to me, don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she would fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got.
Scoop, you don't know what I got. Welcome back, everybody. Did we go past 20? Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
We'll get kicked off of Facebook again.
Watch out.
Okay, let's get right to the phones. Let's get to Tom in Malibu. Tom, what can we do for you, sir?
Evening.
Gentlemen, quick question. I have a friend who bought a Colt Python 357 Magnum Blue 6-inch barrel. Bought it in 1981 at, of all places, B&B Sales.
I remember them, sure.
And he moved to Florida about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and now he's become enamored and has purchased tons of striker-fired automatic, semi-automatics, mm-hmm. and he wants to sell me the Python. Can mm-hmm. I bring that back to California?
No. I mean, what you do on your own time is up to you, but legally, no, you cannot bring it back in. It is not. Let me back up on that.
Is it?
Because Colt has, you know what? I think the Colt Python that is California compliant is stainless steel. I don't, because Colt now has, I think, a 4 and a 6 inch on the California extortion, roster.
Roster.
and right. But I don't think the blue one, I don't think you can get that one here. Now, you know.
Even though it was originally purchased here.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's left the state, and, you know, it's now Darst for Bolton to come back in.
Unbelievable.
Tell me about it. I get folks, you know, because I've been in business so long, I get folks that have been customers of mine 20 years ago that moved out of state, and they call me, hey, you know, my father just died. He was a longtime customer, really liked you guys. I want to sell. And it's like, I can't do anything for you because, you know, he's got 50 handguns that are not California compliant, and I can't touch them.
And, like, well, is it technical if it hasn't been registered anywhere else outside of the state?
Well, as Mike earlier was saying, you know, most guns in California, you know, Californians, believe it or not, don't like registering things.
No.
So back in 2000, when the first time they said the so-called assault weapons, because assault is an action, not a firearm, they said you had to re-register your guns, and they figured less than 2% of the people did it. So I had, bless you, I had a packet that they sent about 50 of these registrations, and I'm not kidding you. I think I opened it about a week before the year was up, and one guy took two of them. That was it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, so, you know, by law, no, you can't. What happens is between you and whatever you would need to get done.
I don't know who else knows that it's ever left the state, so that's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on TV. I can't tell you to break the law, but that would be breaking the law. But you got to do what you got to do.
Well, what if he had happened to have left it with a different friend here in California who then wanted to?
If it was still here in California, then that would be that would be fine.
Yeah, and maybe it never left.
And would it have to come through somebody with an FFL?
No. Well, yeah, if it was here and two people came in to an FFL with the firearm, you can do a private party transfer that way, but an FFL cannot accept it from another state.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And, by the way, what's the logic that the stainless is permitted so that the police can see, or that somebody can see it glinting in the sun?
No, it's because Colt paid the extortion fee to the Department of Justice to put it on their extortion list. See, any handgun to be sold in the state of California manufacturer must submit 3 guns of each color, type, and barrel length for so-called testing, pay an extortion fee, then it goes on a list. If it's on this roster, then you can buy it and sell it. And since they're making the stainless right now, they put it on the roster. They don't have a blue one there. So that's the story behind that. And, yes, it's absolute extortion. Al Capone would have called it protection money. But in California, we call it the California roster of safe firearms.
Because,
yeah. You know, the Dirty Harry Model 29, the most powerful handgun in the world, is actually considered by the state of California to be a Saturday night special. Yeah, because they don't make it anymore, so therefore it's not on the roster. So therefore it's an unsafe firearm, according to the state of California. Anyway, Tom, I hope that answers your question.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care now. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's jump over to Gregory in L.A. Greg, what can we do for you?
Hey, Gunslingers. Thank you very much for your show. it wasn't mentioned very often, the Senate bill reference, so I went into it and I found it.
Mm-hmm.
SB 1160. And another website, so I can pass on to you folks and your listeners. It's called trackbill.com. Trackbill.com.
Trackbill.
You can put in whatever Senate bill or Assembly bill, whatever bill you're after, and this bill comes up, and it's in, either in a short form or it's long form. And to me, it just seems a lot of redundancy. More of the, I call them corruptocrats. More corruptocrat nonsense. That's what they're throwing at us. Good and name. I mentioned to you in my last call to you folks, to being the son of a World War II combat veteran, he put his life on the line for this country, for the sovereignty of this country, and had these corruptocrats come along and just thinking that they can just run our lives inside and out. It's pathetic. It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I'll do whatever I can to say hasta la vista, Senate Bill SB
1160. Absolutely.
Maybe they'll make us in, but they'll probably come with something else. That's just how they operate.
You think back to all the kids.
These Democrats and all the crap that they keep throwing at us.
Yeah, Greg, you think back to all the kids that gave their lives for this country, and they got to be spinning in their graves now because of what do you call them, the corruptocrats?
I call them corruptocrats or communocrats.
Yeah, what they're trying to pull.
Come up with.
Yeah, what they're trying to pull in this country is it's hideous.
Oh, yes.
It's evil at its core. Anyway, Greg, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks again. And for the criminals, they don't give a damn. They're going to be criminals because that's what they do.
That's right.
This kind of building is not going to stop them.
Take away guns from people, and the only people that will have them will be crooks. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, let's jump over to Ken in Studio City. Ken, what can we do for you?
Evening, Ken.
Hi, this is Conservative Ken in Studio City.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Ken.
Please let me reframe the argument for the Second Amendment. It's the only amendment that, of all of our amendments, that is a tangible amendment. The subject of the amendment is the only thing that we can touch, guns.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about guns. It's really the argument for the Second Amendment is not, obviously, guns is part of it. But more importantly, in the Revolutionary War, both sides, the English and the colonists, were roughly, the weaponry was symmetrical, roughly symmetrical. Right now, the weaponry that we have compared to what the government has is so wildly asymmetrical, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yes.
The government, the leftists look at us as a bunch of yahoos, Dirty Harrys with AR-15s or 45 handguns like I have, and they laugh at us. Because they have tanks, they have attack helicopters, they have drones. We're smudges of anything. They're not scared of us and our guns. So why the Second Amendment is important to them to crush? It's not about the guns. It's about demoralizing and disorganizing us for political reasons. It's much more than the Second Amendment. If they demoralize, if they get rid of the Second Amendment, it demoralizes a huge swath of conservatives. And it also disorganizes us because, as you guys know, through the gun shows and cowboy shooting contests and all the contests and so much life revolves around guns for so many people, that all vaporizes. So the Second Amendment is important to much more than the tangible thing that we hold in our hands. Thank you for letting me explain that.
Okay.
I hope it was clear.
All right, Ken. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next time.
It's the only right that protects all the other rights.
Well, and, you know, everybody always says, oh, well, you know, you don't hunt with an AR. Well, the Second Amendment isn't about hunting. It's about protecting yourself from a tyrannical government.
I don't have a satellite to watch what they're doing, so I'm a little behind the time.
The other thing, like what he was saying, they've got machine guns and we've got semi-autos and such, but what we also have are sons, fathers, brothers that are in the military that I don't think will shoot at us.
Nope.
Hopefully that's... doesn't get to that. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we'll be back next week with
Chad Bianco.
With Chad Bianco, Sheriff of Riverside County, and of course Rick from the CRPA. I want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for watching on all the YouTube.
All the streamings, thank you for being there, guys. Best audience in the world.
We gotta go. Goodbye,
love you guys, God bless.